They arrived here basically Thursday afternoon, and we started to meet with them right away. You know, it was kind of individually. They had to, you know, take physicals and things like that, but then we started to meet with them. And then at 7 o'clock on Thursday night, we had a squad meeting, and we just started to talk about the weekend and the expectations of you know, this organization and things like that. And then had a offense-defense meeting that night. It's been a lot of meetings. Woke them up early yesterday. They came in. It's a very attentive group. We meet. We walk through. That's where we're coming from right now. It's the same schedule today as it was yesterday. The only difference is today they'll get out of here a little early so they can go to JJ's softball game over there at Minute Maid. Hopefully they can fit those guys in because I heard it's sold out. But they're going to go over there. But, you know, so it's meetings. It's walk-through. It's practice. Everything's brand new to them. You know, everything from the rooms in the building, you know, where's my meeting room, you know, where do I get taped, to how we practice, where the practice fields are. I mean, everything's brand new, you know, so as quickly as they can get adjusted to all the little things, they'll be in good shape. They're a competitive group. We're really enjoying working with them.
Bill, what are your first impressions of Deshaun Watson the first couple of days you've had him in the building?
Yeah, he's a hardworking guy, Sarah. He's pays attention in the meetings, competitive guy, and we've had a lot of fun working with him.
So your first year and, you know, kind of seeing some of the things you've had with linebackers, what are some of the hopes with Zach Cunningham just now that he's, you know, your new linebacker and you drafted him in the second round?
Yeah, no, we, you know, we saw a guy at Vanderbilt that was a productive guy, but, you know, with all due respect to Vanderbilt, this is a whole different ballgame. So he's coming in here. He's learning our system. You know, he's a guy that's athletic. He's a hardworking guy. He needs to spend a lot of time in the weight room. He's got a long way to go. But we see obviously potential there. Potential is a dangerous word. He needs to come in here and go to work just like every other rookie. But he's a good kid, hardworking guy, pays attention in the meetings, and, you know, we've enjoyed working with him the last 48 hours or whatever it is.
Well, when Watson got here, he has to have so much the mental part of him.
Yeah.
Where do you start him mentally?
Yeah, no, I mean, it's a great question. We start him with what we call the basic information section of the playbook. You know, that's how do we huddle? Where do you go in the huddle? You know, if the Houston Texans are on this sideline, you're on this side of the huddle. If you're on this sideline, you're on this side. I mean, it's that simple. It's that detailed. It's then it goes to how we call a play. You know, what's the verbiage of a play call? Obviously, our verbiage is a lot different than what he had at Clemson. And that's the same for every rookie that's here relative to their college. It's like learning a new language. You know, that's the way that I describe it to people that aren't coaches. You know, it's just in players, it's learning a new language. You know, it's having to repeat it over and over again and then understand what it means, what each part of the play means to everybody in the huddle. And then it's, you know, what is the, you know, what is the read of this play? Where are we directing this run? You know, what type of defense are they in? I mean, it's just like on and on and on. I mean, it's just so much information that we throw at these guys, especially the quarterback position. But as long as you keep plowing ahead and you take it one step at a time and you stick with it, you'll learn it. But you have to repeat it. You have to stick with it. You have to study it. And like I said, that's any position.
So what do you like about Deontay Foreman as far as just being a back that's got some power and some speed and moves too?
Yeah, no, we saw a guy there that's got good size, very productive last year at Texas. Inside runner, outside runner, got decent hands out of the backfield. You know, we saw some good things there. Got to get in good shape. You know, the shape of an NFL football player, like the guys that have been with us in our offseason program for 4 or 5 weeks right now, they're in way better shape than these guys. Because these guys have been getting ready for, like I tell them, it's not their fault. You know, it's not your fault that you're not in great shape. You've been getting ready for the combine, the broad jump, the 40-yard dash, the long jump, the steeplechase, the whatever it is that you're doing in the combine. And so, you know, they're not in football condition, and that's not just Deontay, but that's everybody. And so they're going to work hard to get into football condition, and they'll see that on Monday when we incorporate them in with the veterans, how much better shape the veterans are in.
You said Tom Savage is your starter, and now that you've gotten that out of the way, you talk about setting expectations for your rookies. When you sit down with Deshaun Watson, what are you saying to him as your expectation for him right now?
Show up every day and get better. Simple as that. Every single day, improve on the things that you need to improve on every single day. There's always going to be something, whether it's a play call or footwork or some type of decision at the line of scrimmage that maybe you made a mistake on the day before or answered a question wrong in the meeting or whatever it is. Let's fix that. Let's get better every single day. It's a progress league. It's about improvement every single day.
Bill, does the process begin now for Watson transitioning to an NFL offense, your type of offense, or do you wait until you actually get the veterans around to do that?
No, the process begins right away. I mean, there's no doubt. Now, the one interesting part about that question is I would tell you that, you know, he's going to learn from us. We've already probably had several hours of meetings with these quarterbacks and really all the position players. But when the veterans get here, it's also good to visually see how it's done. You know, we're running routes right now. That's the first time these guys have seen these routes, whether it's a quarterback, a receiver, a tight end, or a back. We're running runs right now that they've never heard of, you know, that maybe they never ran. So on Monday when we're doing these things, well, they'll be, you know, third team or whatever it is, all those guys, and they can observe how it's supposed to be done. And that goes a long way towards learning too. But, you know, in reference to the beginning of your question, you know, yeah, we're teaching them right away of what we want to do.
Well, you guys made a roster move yesterday with Derek Newton, and he won't play this season. Just your thoughts on kind of Derek. He's made a lot of progress, but
it's
a long road back.
Yeah, it's a tough injury, Aaron. You know, it's injuries. You know, it's both knees. It's very difficult to come back from that right away. It's not something that he can't come back from, but it's very difficult to come back from that within a year. It's that type of an injury. It takes a ton of rehab. He's been in here every single day. Every single day he has been in here, early, late. So I would never bet against him coming back, but the chances of him obviously coming back this year were slim. So it's good for us to be able to take care of him, continue to rehab him, and get him ready for the future.
And Tristan Nacoo, correct me if I'm wrong, but with the quarter system at Oregon State, their academic schedule, can he do this one and then you can't have him back until after the rest of the spring?
Right. It's a tough deal. That's the way it looks right now. But I think we're still looking at that, Aaron, as far as what he's doing from his end of things, you know, online classes and things like that. So I'm going to hold on giving you a final answer on that.
Bill, you go through the process over here, left.
Yeah,
you go through the process of evaluation on a guy like Watson. You spend all the time, the interviews, the workouts, all that stuff. Now that he's in here, you talk about teaching him. But what are you learning now from a guy like that you've already spent so much time on him? What do you start to learn now that you have him in the fold every day?
Well, I'm having a lot of fun. I'm loving coaching all these guys. I've been probably doing more coaching myself in the last 4 or 5 weeks than I've done in the 3 years that I've been here. You know, I'm really involved with the offense and I'm having a lot of fun. I think that relative to this rookie camp right here, you know, whether it's the quarterback who I'm spending a lot of time with or any other position, you have to figure out the ways that they learn. You know, and I think that the majority of guys these days, they're visual learners. So if you think you're going to sit in a meeting room for 4 hours and they're going to pick up your offense, I think you're mistaken. I think you have to get out on the field, jog through it, walk through it, talk about it, look at it, see somebody else do it. You have to be visual with a lot of these guys, and I think that's a big way. That's something that I've learned over the last 4 or 5 weeks that's really helped us. You know, we're out there, we're doing it, and you can see that in our camp. Hopefully we'll be better today.
You said you were more involved now than you have been at this point in the first 3 years. Will you continue to be involved, or is it just because it's the rookies? I mean, more involved than you have been.
Yeah, no, I'm very involved, and I will be very involved. What I mean by that is I'm, you know, being a guy that, you know, has taken a lot of pride in, and I've told you guys this, you know, we got to get better offensively. That's what I mean. So we're all working hard together. We got a great staff. We're working hard together. We're in there together coaching, staff meetings together, really spending a lot of time trying to figure out what we can do to be better. Our players have shown up here in great shape. They're working hard. We've got a really good group of guys we're working with. We've added a good mix of guys now with this rookie group, and I think I'm just having a lot of fun.
Bill, this is literally a little bit out of left field, but
okay.
the timing you'll understand.
No question.
You've been through this yourself. What do you have empathy for? What happened with the Rockets and Mike D'Antoni the other night, and have a season end like that, similar to what did you do to get past the Kansas City game?
Yeah, it's tough. First of all, Mike D'Antoni, I don't know him personally, but. My wife actually met his wife at the dentist's office a couple weeks ago, and they're great people. And Mike D'Antoni's a great, great coach, great basketball coach. They had an unbelievable season. And in the end, it just didn't work out for him. Whatever happened, happened. I'm not a basketball coach, but I know that they have a really good future. They have a great roster. I don't think you ever get over losses like that. I'm not going to speak for Mike, but I'll just speak for myself. I mean, those types of losses always stick with you, but you got to learn from them. You got to build on them. I know he knows that. He's been doing it a long time, a lot longer than I have. And, that's all a part of sports. You have to be able to pick yourself up after a loss and get back to work and figure out what to do better.
I have a follow-up on that. Does the teams in the city draw energy from each other?
No.
They have to play.
I think there's no doubt about that. I try to Dale, speak for myself. I mean, I love watching the Rockets, the Astros. I love where we're at right now, what we're doing, how hard our guys are working. It's a great pro sports town, and it's got a great tradition here, and we're all striving to win a championship. You look at the Astros, and they've got an unbelievable young team. I'm not trying to put pressure on them, but they've got a fun team to watch, a lot of great baseball players. Watching the season the Rockets had with James Harden and the rest of that crew, the role players, how well they played. I know it didn't end great for them, but that was a fun team to watch. And now, we've got to do our part for the city. We understand that. We take a lot of pride in representing the city of Houston.
Now that you're calling plays again, can you pinpoint things you've learned since you called them the first year? And will you be a better play caller because of that experience?
Well, I surely hope so, John. I think we got to be better. I think it starts and ends with the head coach, when it comes to how we play on the field. We have to do a better job offensively. We have to keep our level of defensive football. We can't rest on our laurels on defense. We got to keep charging ahead on defense. We have to be way better on special teams. We all know that. But, what have I learned? I'm going to kind of keep that to myself, John. I appreciate the question, but I've learned a lot. And hopefully, everybody will be able to see that in the fall as far as what we're doing and how we're playing as a team.
Bill, one more on Deshaun. I know Savage is starting quarterback, but when you spend that time with Deshaun, you talk to him, how much do you impart upon him how important it is that he starts competing right now at the quarterback position? Even though you've said who your starter is, obviously I got to believe you still want Deshaun thinking, hey, I'm pushing for this job. This is what I'm here for.
I want everybody thinking that. I mean, I don't have to say that to Deshaun Watson. I mean, he's a very competitive guy. I mean, look what he did in college. The guy's only lost like 5 or 6 games since he started playing high school football as a starting quarterback. So I want everybody to compete. And I don't really – when you're in this environment, if I always say this to some of these guys. If you followed us around for a week, I'm telling you right now, it's probably one of the most competitive environments. I'd speak for every NFL team. It's one of the most – the NFL football is just an extremely competitive environment. Every – minute of the day when they walk in the building here, it's a competition, whether it's in a meeting, which is lower key competition, because we're not physical in the meeting, obviously, or it's in a walkthrough or a jog through or out of practice. It's all about competition. So I don't think I need to say that to anybody in here.